Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Right back in it on a 9 o'clock spot here on Fesco and Dusty. Mac Morey, Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens with you. Coming up in about 15 minutes, Matt McMullen will join us on the roundtable. Some more Chiefs perspective and insight on the game on Sunday at noon in Cleveland.
And we're going to have to ask him about eating all of Matt Nagy's food and starring in the Hallmark movie.
Yeah, big, big week for Matty Mac.
How do you think he felt after eating the Nagy special?
Like garbage. I mean, it was a Big Mac, a double cheese, McChicken. No pickle, no onion. No,
wasn't
chicken,
a fish fillet in there?
Fish fillet, chicken nuggets, a hot fudge sundae, and a Diet Coke.
But you got to have the Diet Coke to wash it all down, Matt.
A McDonald's Coke, man. That thing just hits from a whole nother level.
When you're hungover, at least I've heard this.
Never
I don't
had
know.
One.
The McDonald's Coke is like better than anything they say.
I mean, it's legit.
Oh, it's amazing. The McDonald's Sprite has like electricity running through it, dude.
Speaking of McDonald's.
Get you pissed lightning, boy.
you want to talk about Richards of the Week? Yeah. Speaking of McDonald's, they're trying not to pay the McDonald's worker that turned in Luigi.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I saw that.
Because they called the wrong number? I mean, come on.
Somebody
told me
you have the wrong number.
Yeah, but somebody, I was talking to somebody that this happens a lot where they try not to pay these people for turning folks in.
I think it was Maller.
Was it Maller that was telling
us
that?
To him like we were talking to him before we were doing our show.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, did you guys hear about this story? And he's like, yeah. And then I think he was like, yeah, apparently they do that a lot.
Pay this person.
What's the company that gives you the free home?
Publishers Clearinghouse, yeah.
Is that real? That's real, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so.
I always wanted to show up at my house just with a big check.
Yeah.
Richard of the Week.
Oh, Richard, I'm so happy. Hold me.
Richard of the Week.
Not that guy, pal. Trust me. You're not that guy.
It is that time on a Friday for Richard of the Week. Are we still going in the order of the way the name appears on the list?
Yes.
Okay. Boys, I want to start off and I want to tell you that I'm a team player. I let Mac and Drew run with my show. Title self-created after hours. Said, you guys go do it. That's where you need to get better. You get your reps, get your action. Nice guy. Team guy. Give Bob high fives all the time. Used to flip Kling off to piss him off to give him a little extra energy in the morning. It worked. I go into our office. I spec in anything. Carrington, do you need me for an hour today? Even though I'm on from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m., I'll come in at 3 if you need it. I don't really say that.
No, he doesn't say that.
He's never said that.
But here's the deal. Cody Tapp. Richard of the Week. He knows it's coming. He knows it's coming. Not because he stole the tweet. Because he like-shamed me.
Yeah.
You can't be like-shaming people out there,
you
Cody.
You don't comment on another man's likes.
You bake some good stuff. You sing some songs that get people either entertained or turned off. Either way, you're doing your job. You're a good dad. But you were a Richard this week. You thought the reason I was upset that you stole my tweet is because it only had 10 likes. I don't do tweets for likes. I do tweets because I try to be as relatable to everybody else that's thinking maybe the same thing. And I get accused of stealing somebody's credit, never saw the text. They then reach out to me on Facebook Messenger and said, hey, man, you know, I was just kidding. I thought you saw my text, and then you said the same thing. Look, I keep the text line open. I can't read them all. This is a very popular show. Lots of texts come in. Sometimes we're selective. Didn't see it. Not only that, does he like shame me, but then he retweeted it and liked it and then hung up on me on their show. That is a joke. He didn't hung up. The call got dropped, apparently, they said.
Allegedly.
But man, come on, Cody. You know I ain't out here doing it for likes. I mean, I didn't pay for a check mark. I wasn't devastated when mine was going to get taken away because I never had one. Didn't care.
Mm-hmm.
I use Twitter because in this job description, they say you might want to have some social media. I also kind of like Twitter, kind of addicting to it. I don't know. It's kind of a weird addicting drug. But again, Cody Tapp, not mad at you for stealing the tweet. Thank you. Like shaming somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Eh. Hey, guys, you see my newest post? It says it's got 118 likes. Cool, man.
Great. I don't know that I've ever said it to anybody about how many likes something has gotten, because I don't care.
So he gets Richard shamed this week on Rich of the Week. Cody, he knows it's coming. Yeah. It's not behind his back. I told him, you already know. You know who my Rich of the Week is. And he said, what's that? And I said, thanks for listening, Mike.
Mm-hmm. Mac, you're up next. All righty. They handed it to me last night. Devondre Campbell.
Don't snort.
It's the Richard of the Week, man.
Because he quit on his team?
He quit on his team, absolutely. It's trash.
Why did you originally have our office lady, Joe, on
oh,
there?
Oh, you said her name?
Come on, Bob.
Oh, she's a sweetheart.
She's a wonderful woman, and you were mad.
That's why I took her off. I was upset.
Because she led you the wrong way.
She betrayed me. She betrayed me for Dusty. And I know where your heart lies now, Joe. It's okay.
Very few times am I more considered more beautiful than Mac. Very rare. My sister's in love with Mac. Some of my friends.
My wife's in love with Mac.
My sister said Mac is so beautiful. His hair, his facial structure, like literally.
Oh, I know a lot of people that are in love with you. You better get your girlfriend here fast.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fiance.
Fiance. Oh, they said Beyonce. Oh. Not now. We got to cool it on those names, man. Got to cool it on
that. Not the time.
But yeah.
Oh, that's very nice of them.
And I think Joe probably, you know, might have a crush on me and try to give me some pointers.
So. No, I think so.
Okay.
It's all right.
That's why I
gave
go.
Mac exactly where that thing was.
Oh,
you gave me the
did.
First
no,
clue,
Bob had it.
And I said, oh, I know exactly where it is. Yep. Go, you know.
He was right. And I was just late.
Yeah. So you got to listen to your elders.
Yeah, I know.
Shout out Joe, man.
Joe's best.
Great. Joe's awesome.
I'm going to tell you this.
She is a queen. She should be on the round table some week.
Well, we can have her in.
That's true. We should.
We'll have her in, and we'll get Lurline back in to sing, too.
Oh, that was so great.
Oh, my God. It was the best.
I love that woman, too. Yeah,
she'll be in. Christmas party next week. We'll probably try to get her in Friday to sing again.
There'll be a whiskey and Coke in that hand.
But I will say this about Joe, who's our, she does everything
around
here.
She put up all the Christmas decorations.
And that's where I'm going. Her Christmas tree in our lobby is one of the best Christmas trees that I think I have ever seen.
It's immaculate.
It is
kiss
so
my ass,
good.
Rockefeller.
Yeah, right. No, I mean, it's gorgeous. I walk in every morning and I just go, God, that tree, it's beautiful. It's perfect. It is wonderful. It's just so well done. So I'm glad you didn't give Joe that award this week because she's the best.
That's why I took it off.
Somebody on the 816 says, Cody likes shaming when he averages 4 likes a tweet. Come on now. Let's not all be Richard.
Well,
that's funny.
When you tweet at rapid speed, it's hard for people to keep up.
Yeah.
Me, I'm going to go this week.
Okay. Tony Dungy?
Tony Dungy is like the grandfathered in.
He's Richard of the Year? Because we have to do that in a month. We have to do our Richard of the Year.
Well, next week probably we should.
Yeah, because you'll be in Hawaii.
And then we really don't have much after
that. Oh, honestly.
But no, Richard of the Year is Tony Dungy. He's Richard of the Decade. He's Richard of the Century. But I'm giving it this week to Littlefinger because this guy has the balls to go
He's
on.
He's the quarterback of the Jets. We refuse to say his name, and he's a lot like Peter Baelish in Game of Thrones. That's why we call him Littlefinger. Proceed, Mr. Fesco.
Thank you for clarifying all that. Yes. This guy has the balls this week to go on ESPN and talk about how people are just trying to get attention by going on ESPN. And then went on ESPN and said nobody has any experience playing in the league, and they're just trying to stay relevant for those who did. Says the man for the last 2 years who was paid, I think, $1 million a year to go on with Pat McAfee and spew his takes.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got the balls to say that people are just going on there seeking attention when one of those years that he went on there, you didn't play, mm-hmm. and the other year you're 3-10. Who's seeking attention, narcissist?
Yeah. I don't know what these drones are, man. They're just flying.
And that's why the drone thing is just so great for me. I mean, I know my dad is all freaked out about it. He's sending me pictures.
As
he finally saw his first one last night. But the fact that Aaron Rodgers is in the center of all of this is just, that's fine. The fact that he's in the middle of all of this
right.
with the ayahuasca, the darkness retreats, and now all of a sudden drones are invading New Jersey, and he's out in the field licking a toad, looking up and going, oh.
816 says, this is why he has such a punch me face.
Yeah. Spectre did tell me this yesterday, too. He goes, you were right about that guy all along. I go, I know I was. He goes, I didn't want to believe it, but that guy's a douche. I'm like, yeah.
Well, doesn't take much.
Like, I mean, really?
Like, where do you want us to start? I just think it's funny. Back in the day, we were like, man, I can't believe his family doesn't listen to
right.
him or talk
right.
to him.
We were like, I can't believe his family doesn't like him. I can't believe. Now we know why his family doesn't like him and why he's only won Super Bowl win. Because nobody likes the guy.
They didn't put any talent around him because nobody wanted to come.
Yeah. Nobody wanted to. Oh, you him? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So you
like,
go.
Look
with,
in the mirror, bro.
You go with Lord Baelish. Mm-hmm. He goes with the quitter, and I go with the like shamer.
That's right.
Can't be shaming the likes.
Nah.
Can't be doing that. We have to dive back into this game. I understand a lot of you are not as nervous as I am. A lot of people think that I am a scaredy cat because of one Myles Garrett. We get somebody who's around this team 24/7. Plus, he even ate what the offensive coordinator cheats on his dinner meals with at McDonald's, and we have to know how he felt after that meal. Matt McMullen joins us on the other side for the roundtable here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for K-State Athletics, 96.5 The Fan.
All right, we're back at it Friday morning here on 96.5 The Fan. It is Fesco and Dusty and Mac, and it's the roundtable segment, all brought to you by Kansas Lottery, where we dream bigger. Matt McMullen of Chiefs.com taking pictures of himself in studio. Good morning, my friend. Thank you.
It's at the new mic flag, not of me.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Trying to do some advertising for you guys.
There you go. Thank you very much.
You're
we
welcome.
Do for you as well at Chiefs.com, where you can see Matt McMullen eating like Matt Nagy. You can see him in a Hallmark movie, and you can see him covering the Kansas City Chiefs. Been quite a little 2-week jaunt for you here, my friend, huh?
Well, particularly with the McDonald's thing, I don't want anyone to question what I will do for this team. I'll do anything it takes,
right?
Whatever it takes to help us win. If it means going to McDonald's and eating 10,000 calories in one sitting, I will do it.
Yeah, and that, you know, obviously is a superstition that Nagy had back in the day and whatnot. And I love the stories of the old guard that have been with Andy forever, and Veach has told us this story before where he goes, I used to have to run and get cheeseburgers all the time for these guys late at night before the drive-thru closed. So, like, that's how Brett Veach started fetching cheeseburgers and laundry, and now he's looked at as the greatest general manager ever. That's working your way up, you know?
Aren't those stories cool?
They are.
Really, Matt Nagy's story is cool as
Matt's
well.
That's great as well.
He was selling insurance and Pennsylvania,
mm-hmm.
and then just started interning for Coach Reed, and now he's an offensive coordinator.
Right.
I mean, it's incredible.
So
but yeah, Brett Veach.
There's a chance.
Mm-hmm.
There, anyone out there, if you think you know football, there is a chance.
There is a chance. Absolutely. I know I'd be better than 50%. Spectre said I'd be better than 75% of the head coaches now in this league.
He's your boss and bias.
But he would tell me. Okay. Believe me, because we've been together a very long time. He goes, I used to think you were full of it, but now I understand you actually really know what's going on.
Okay.
I'm like, all right, I appreciate that. But so how was that meal? Take us through that whole thing and what you ate and how you felt and all of that.
How long did it take you to order it, by the way?
Pretty quickly.
Okay.
Because the social team had me memorize it.
Okay.
What they actually put out was like a super condensed version. The actual video itself could have been like, I don't know, a good 15 minutes.
Oh, no doubt.
There's some good stuff in there that didn't make the cut.
Yeah.
So I'll try to remember it. It was a McDouble, a Filet-O-Fish, which I was concerned about, but actually was pretty good.
I love the Filet-O-Fish.
Really?
It was a pleasant
the bun
surprise.
The best. It's nice and smooth and soft and just so good.
And it's like a fish stick sandwich. It was great.
Yeah.
I enjoyed
tartar
it.
Tartar sauce and everything?
Yeah.
A lot of that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
A Big Mac, a hot fudge sundae.
Six nugs.
A Diet Coke, six nugs with barbecue sauce.
Yeah. And smash it all.
I think that's it.
How long did it take you to eat it? 15 minutes?
Well, I had to eat it all in 10 minutes, just like Coach Nagy.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah.
So you motored through it.
I sure did. And it's not as bad as you would think. So I was pretty worried going into it. Like, I don't know if I can do this. And about halfway through, I'm like, I feel fine. And yeah. I was telling Mac just now that even when I finished, I was like, that wasn't so bad. There's no fries. The fries are the biggest component of it that I think if you eat a whole bunch of fries, it fills you up.
Not the fillet of fish. That's not the biggest concern of it. It's the fries.
There's no fries.
Didn't even
so that's why
that.
You're able to consume all this stuff. Mm. No fries. Okay. So I don't know if I'd recommend it, but it is doable.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't totally hate myself.
Okay. I was going to say, did you sleep for a few days after that food coma or anything?
So I did it at like 2 p.m. I didn't eat the entire day until we got there. Right. Didn't eat the rest of the day after. Okay. I just had one gigantic meal.
Okay.
And so went to bed.
Yeah. And woke up the next morning and felt great.
Right? Felt okay.
Did you eat the next day?
I did eat the next day. I was back on schedule the next day.
Okay. Because I took me a week from Thanksgiving.
You know, I don't think I have. I think I had enough for quite a while.
That one guy that ate it for a month or whatever it was, the supersize me, he's dead.
He is?
Yeah, he just died.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah, he ate it for, I think it was 30 days. Did you ever watch that documentary?
No.
It's called Supersize
Me. I know what it is, but
you're
I never
kind of one of one now, alive. But yeah, he watches it, and it's like by like day three, because he has to eat it for every meal, every day for a month straight, I think is what it is. And
okay.
Like, by day three, it's the fillet of fish that gets him.
There's nothing you could eat for 30 straight days that you would feel good about.
Oh, I can give you a few.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
What are they?
Pizza, tacos.
See, I disagree. You, like, day five, six, you're like...
So I actually kind of did this once. My wife takes amazing care of me to the point where when she leaves, I kind of don't know what to do with myself.
Uh-huh. She doesn't make meals and freeze them for you.
It says Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
I mean, my mother does that for my father. He couldn't work the microwave.
What a lady.
I mean.
That would help. She doesn't do that. That would help because I remember one of the first times she went home for Christmas and I stayed here because we had football. I tried like a pizza bender. Mm. And I had pizza every day for like five straight days. By day four, you just can't do it.
You can't. You're just like looking at it. Like that's the Thanksgiving thing that I had. I was like, I'm done. I just can't anymore. Just get rid of it.
I'm out on all of this. Yeah.
So you did that, and then you did the Hallmark movie. I got to see that, which I thought the movie was great. I loved every minute of it. And I thought you were the best part of the entire movie. I mean, hey, Trey, come over here and sign the card. You know,
that whole thing was so cool because they told me a few days beforehand they wanted me to have like kind of like an extra type part. And I was like, great, sounds good. And I showed up. And it wasn't until I got there that I knew I had a line. And the same thing happened for Trey. Trey didn't know what his lines were when he got there. And he actually had like real dialogue, which is kind of difficult. And I thought he did a great job. But my favorite part of the whole day, and it was actually at night, it was at like 9 p.m. for 3 hours.
Oh, God.
Him and I were just hanging out in one of the suites, just practicing. So my part was super easy. It was basically me just listening to him practice and being like, you're doing great. But just got to hang out with Trey for 3 hours, and then we did it, and it was awesome. Thought the movie turned out great.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just another funny thing that all of us in Kansas City are living this fever dream, you know?
Right.
Now we have a movie about the Chiefs. And pretty
then,
cool.
And then Taylor shows up yesterday at Children's Mercy Hospital and does what she did yesterday. You're right. Like, we're living. It is a dream, man. Like,
have
what we're living.
Have you gotten to meet her yet?
No, she's walked by me a couple of times. But
you just went speechless?
Yeah, I'm not going to be like, hey, you know. Yeah.
Hey, I starred a Hallmark movie. You and I are kind of on the same level.
Yeah, I didn't know. Well, I mean, she doesn't have an IMDb page, and you do probably now. I don't know. I mean, I'm sure she does have one, but I just.
Sure she does.
I didn't know if there was ever like a moment where like, you know, you're doing something or maybe there's, you know, hey, like.
You know what? You just reminded me of one thing. So we usually always do our pregame show outside in the elements no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
But. When it was raining for what game was it? The Buccaneers game where it was like a torrential downpour and our cameras would have gotten soaked. So our production team was like, let's just do it in the locker room club. And you know, the band Creed.
Mm-hmm.
So Creed was there because they were doing a show a few days later and we had Creed like on our pregame show with Mitch and I. And we have our headsets on in the locker room club. We can't hear anything else going on. So there's this video of Mitch and I talking to Creed. And just interviewing
Creed the band or Creed the player?
Creed the band.
Okay.
Interviewing them, talking to them. And Taylor walks right behind us. And everyone is cheering and yelling.
And you think it's for you.
Well, no, they can't hear anything.
We can't hear anything. We have no idea this is going on. But if you freeze frame our pregame show, you can see her in the background. So now I can say she's technically been on the show.
Okay.
Yeah.
She has been.
She's been
That's
on the
cool.
show.
Yeah. She pulled the Bob Fesco and like photobombed you. Yeah.
That's right.
She is the best though. And it's just so cool the stuff that she does for the people of the city. Like she doesn't have to do that.
Or her own people. She gave everybody like bonuses and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Like $197 million or whatever it was.
Yeah, crazy how she just, you know, she's so generous and we're so lucky that she's here. And again, I'll go back to ripping on Tony Dungy because I can't stand the guy for his comments about Taylor Swift. Like people who don't understand what she's meant to a lot of people in this town and in this world, you're clueless. You just are. I mean, she's like the greatest person on earth right now.
Yeah, and it's really cool she has taken an interest in Kansas City.
Right.
I mean, she could totally just come in here for the games and leave, and she does so much more than
Can she play left tackle?
We could ask her.
Yeah. who's going to play that position this week, Matt McMullen? Tell me.
That's a good question.
Thank you.
I always laugh when you do that when I'm listening on the air. It gets me every time. DJ Humphries hasn't practiced this week. Right. We'll see what Coach Reed has to say today. But I think all options are on the table. I think Coach Reed's playing it close to the vest intentionally. And we might find out today. We might find out on game day. But I think in addition to that, there are things you can do with the game plan that can help mitigate the left tackle situation. And when you're playing a pass rusher like Myles Garrett, I thought Patrick Mahomes made a great analogy earlier this week. He compared Garrett to a great hitter in baseball. You don't just give a great hitter fastball after fastball after fastball. You keep him off balance. You change speeds, change pitches. I think you do that in this game with the game plan. Run screens, misdirections, jet sweeps, run the ball, stuff like that, and mix in the deep passing game as well. And you can keep him off balance and hopefully make sure he doesn't wreck the game.
What is the Chiefs' curveball?
Well, the curveball, I think Mac talked about this earlier, and I always think about this when we're playing players like Max Crosby or Nick Bosa or Joey Bosa. Run right at them with misdirections and screens right at them. And they can't just be head full of steam going after the quarterback. If there's any doubt in their mind at all, it changes everything, in my opinion. And there's been so many games over the years against the Niners where Nick Bosa doesn't have a huge impact because you actually use his aggressiveness against him. We saw that with Jerick McKinnon for years with screens and jet sweeps and Mecole Hardman too. Mm-hmm. We have the players to do that. So my mindset going into this is take advantage of that aggressiveness of Myles Garrett, take advantage of the great pass rusher that he is, and don't just drop back with seven-step drops the whole game and try to pass it deep, because that's where he thrives. That's what he wants you to do. You can still do that sometimes, but if he has any doubt in his mind at all about, hey, are they going to run right at me, or is this going to be a screen over my head, it really changes his whole mindset, in my opinion.
You know, Matt and I were talking before the segment started, and we were talking about that game from last night, 12-6. We're like, God, they scored 40-some points the week before, and then it's a 12-6 final. And I said to Matt, I said, just when you think you know everything about the NFL, you know nothing about the NFL,
like the weather report.
The weather report, Alex Gold giving Celsius temperatures and things like that, freaking everybody out.
Yeah, what did he say? It was going to be like
seven. Seven. He had a chance of snow.
And Kling goes, wait a minute. I thought
Kling
it was going to be 43.
All of us immediately going, what?
Because he started packing on Wednesday because he's such a, you know, over-preparer.
What else has he got to do?
Right. KU basketball?
Yeah, here and there, maybe. Yeah. But I wanted to ask you, like, we think all this Myles Garrett stuff is going to be an issue. Is this one of those where we're so focused on Myles Garrett where it just doesn't become an issue?
Well, it depends how the game flows. It's part of the game. I mean, you have to be accounting for him when you're the Chiefs offense. But at the end of the day, he is one player.
Yeah.
And you can attack this defense in a multitude of ways. Their defense is kind of interesting. So it was really good last year. It's number 26 in the NFL in scoring this year with a lot of the same players. The turnovers kind of play into that. They've had to defend a lot of short fields. They have a great pressure rate, number two pressure rate in the NFL. No surprise with Jim Schwartz and Myles Garrett. And they also force a lot of negative plays. They have the most negative plays forced in the league this year. But it's kind of boom or bust because they've also allowed the second most plays of 20 or more yards in the league this year. And it's kind of split down the middle between passes and runs. So you can get big plays on these guys because I think they're kind of committing. They're going all in on, hey, we think this guy has the ball. We're going to blitz here, stuff like that. And you can take advantage of that, I think. Now, it can also go the other way if they're getting a bunch of negative plays, forcing the Chiefs into second and 16. That's the game the Browns want to play. Mm-hmm. For the Chiefs, just stay ahead of the chains against these guys, and hopefully we'll bust a few plays as well.
I'm interested to know, because your partner in crime said a name that was kind of out of nowhere, but I think it's obvious, Samaje Perine.
Yeah.
So I said, I think this is a non-normal game for the Chiefs. Like, I say that because I don't know anything about football, but like, I wouldn't mind seeing Kareem and Pacheco get 15 carries each and kind of really, you know, nip the bud of Myles Garrett and kind of, you know, do your own thing. And then he was like, Dusty, I'll give you another one, Samaje Perine. Because if you do have to pass and do have to be quick with the football, he's a guy that's not afraid. Myles Garrett, TJ Watt, whoever it may be, can step up and pop him in the mouth. And he gave reference to the play that he had against Derwin James that allowed Mahomes to hit Worthy.
Yeah.
Which I think that's another name in this game that could be a very vital piece, because it was around this time last year where Rashee Rice kind of stepped up and was like, I know I'm a rookie, but we don't really have anything else right now that's dependable. And this is a game where I think Xavier Worthy can be that guy where it's like, you're worried about 95 on their team.
let me use my speed to debunk that.
I thought Xavier Worthy grew up a bunch last week. Two third down plays where the Chiefs had to have it. The first one was at the end of the first half on the drive that led to the DeAndre Hopkins touchdown. Third and 10, big catch, keep the drive going, ends in a touchdown. And then, of course, the final drive, none of the theatrics happen with the doink and everything.
Yeah.
If Xavier Worthy doesn't catch a 14-yard pass on third and 7.
That's right.
So Xavier Worthy became the guy in a lot of ways last week where, hey, Patrick Mahomes can count on him in the biggest moments of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Don't discount that. That's important. That matters a lot. That's more important to me than if he had like 7 catches for 110 yards and a blowout.
He emerged as the go-to guy because I think if you were watching the game, you
over
probably
DeAndre.
As of right now,
and Travis.
I think so. I mean, the two biggest moments of the game, Patrick went to him, and he came back to it too. Like he was like, and I don't want to get geeky and all this, but it was like you just saw it and you knew it. You went, he's here,
exactly,
right?
Yeah.
I mean, I still think it's 87, but I get what you're saying. He has his trust now. He's in that ring of like, I can give this play to this guy. Because I think 87 and 15, that's just like, that's number one.
Well, we saw that at the end of the game, too, right?
The play where he just sat there in the zone and just was like,
that was as cool a play as I've ever seen, that Travis Kelce play at
Mahomes
the end.
Mahomes avoids a sack, steps up, hits him, and Kelce just sits there and goes, you can tap me down if you want.
Right. I'm not getting up. I'm old now, and just touch me, and we're good to go. Like, it was just the perfect play, you know?
Anyways, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but go ahead.
No matter what anyone wants to say about the Chiefs, like, oh, they're not scoring enough points or not winning by enough, whatever, that drive is a great example of why the Chiefs are the Chiefs. If you make any mistake at all, even if you've played a great game, the Chargers give the ball to the Chiefs at the 40-yard line because of the kick that was short of the landing zone.
What was he doing?
I think he just mishit it. But when you make a mistake like that, the Chiefs will make you pay for it.
In that moment.
They'll make you pay for it.
Yeah.
Like, so that's why the Chiefs are what they are, and that's why I have full confidence in them moving forward and in the playoffs, no matter what happens in a lot of these games and the crazy endings. Because when it matters most, they find a way. These games don't happen in a vacuum. It's not done just on a computer. It's not like a simulation, even though it kind of feels like it sometimes. It's humans with emotions. Mm-hmm. And in that moment, the Chiefs know what to do. And they know to take advantage of mistakes.
Yeah.
We saw it yet again. And the play to Travis at the end, dodging the linebacker, and then hitting Travis, just an amazing play.
How many times has Mitch pulled you into a room this week to talk about P. Ryan, though, and about that block?
Mitch and I are the co-presidents of the Samaje P. Ryan fan club.
Okay.
We have been since day one.
Do you have a restraining order? Because I know LeFevre
we have membership
does for
cards.
Me. I got a 500-mile radius. I can't be near Ryan LeFevre. So do you have that for...
Well, remember, P. Ryan with the Bengals would kill us.
Yeah.
With the Broncos, killed us. And then when we signed him, it's like, oh, my God. We got Samaje Perine, and we were treating it like it was this gigantic free agent signing. And, some people in the office were like, yeah, no, third down back. It's like, no, it's more than that. Think about screens. Think about third down. And, he gets 8 yards on a quick little pass. And he's helped us in so many ways. Just a great football player. And that pickup and pass pro, Dusty's right. The rest of the play doesn't happen if he doesn't make that play against Derwin James.
Right.
Going 100 miles an hour. Imagine standing there and Derwin James is coming at you with a running start. And you just have to, protect Patrick Mahomes against him, and did a great job.
Yeah, he's been fantastic. Defensively, Mitch talked about getting that swag back with us. McDuffie and him had that conversation of trying to force some turnovers. Can this be that week? I know Jameis is very turnover prone.
Yeah, I think so in a lot of ways. So with the Browns offensively, I almost don't even pay any attention to what happened the first 7 weeks. They're a totally different team in how they approach everything. First 7 weeks of the year with Deshaun Watson, they had the lowest passing yards per game of any team in the NFL.
That guy just sucks.
Since week 8, they're number 3 in the league, 382 passing yards per game. And they're number 2 in the league in passing attempts per game with 43.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to throw the ball. And they get a whole bunch of yards. But as we all know with Jameis, there's a good and the bad. Since week 8 when he took over, they have 13 giveaways, most in the NFL. That's what's going to happen when you have Jameis Winston as your quarterback. He's a gunslinger, going to be some big plays, also going to be some turnovers. For the Chiefs, can they take advantage of the opportunities? Because there will be opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about, do you take advantage of them? We have just 10 takeaways this year. That's third fewest in the league. There's some randomness in that, and some teams just aren't throwing the ball a whole lot against us, whatever it may be. You're going to have chances in this game. Can you take advantage of it? And Mitch and I were kind of talking about, after that McDuffie interview, think about the Chris Jones sack that got him the incentive in week 18 last year. Otherwise meaningless, but you could tell it meant a lot to the players. They were all happy and excited and cheering, and there was energy there. I think in this game, if, let's say, Trent McDuffie has a pick six, or Jamari Connor has a a forced fumble. There's a big defensive play that helps us win the game. You can build off that moving forward. Mm-hmm. So I'm hopeful because I know the Browns are going to give you chances. If you can take advantage of them and it can be maybe in a big moment, that's something you can look back on a month from now and be like, that's kind of when the defense got their swag back.
Yeah, and the thing is for me, though, I look at it and I'm like, I don't know that the defense, quote unquote, has lost its swag other than they feel like they have to play perfect because the offense is kicking too many field goals still. Turn a field goal a game into a touchdown, and I think we're having a different conversation nationally about this team right now.
Last 5 weeks, the Chiefs are just 8 of 20 in the red zone in terms of scoring touchdowns. And that includes the game against the Bills where we were 3 of 3. So the rest of the games in that stretch, a lot of field goals, not a lot of touchdowns. That's more than 40 potential points left on the board. These games aren't close if the Chiefs, instead of being 1 for 5 in the red zone, they're 2 for 5 or 3 for 5. And a lot of these, I mean, I look back to the Panthers game. At one point, it's 7-3, right? And then the Chiefs are knocking on the door of scoring again. It could be 14-3. We'll kick a field goal. Now it's 10-3. Then the Panthers score. Now it's 10-10.
Right.
So there's been a lot of times in these games where I think we have an opportunity for a knockout blow, and then you can't finish in the red zone, and that lets the other team kind of hang around. And we've seen that. The chances are there for the Chiefs. Just a matter of finishing in the red zone. They've done it. I mean, from week 7 to 9, when they were playing like the Niners, the Raiders, and the Bucks, they were like 11 for 13 in red zone touchdown efficiency. We've seen it this year. Mm-hmm. Just in kind of a lull right now. Got to find a way to finish in the red zone. And I'm with you. The defense can maybe play a little looser.
Yeah.
Who's the X factor in this game?
Ooh, the X factor in this game.
Dante Hall.
X factor in this game. Let's go with Kareem Hunt back home in Cleveland. I think Kareem Hunt wants to have a big game back in Cleveland. And, you know, looking back to 2017 or 18 when we went back there and he had a big game, a couple touchdowns, I think. Mm-hmm. But Kareem Hunt has a big day returning back to Cleveland.
That'd be good. I like to see him kind of get his swag back a little bit, too, and get Pacheco going a little bit as well.
He had a good game last week. Yeah. They just stopped running the ball.
Then they stopped running the football. Yeah. Like, I don't look at this as a quote-unquote get-healthy game. At this point of the season, you're a 3-10 versus a 12-1. It just doesn't feel like that kind of game at all.
Well, it's because of how Jameis is playing. I mean, even though they're not winning all these games, he started 6 games. They're 2-4. They beat the Ravens. They beat the Steelers. Could have beat the Steelers a second time. That Broncos game was like one of the games of the year.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, these guys are pretty good. They're playing good football. When they don't turn the football over, they're really good. The thing is, the turnovers kind of come with their style of play. And again, it's keen to take advantage of it. And the teams that have beaten them this year, at least with Jameis, took advantage of the takeaways.
Let's finish with 3 rapid fire ones. You ready?
Let's go.
Detroit, Buffalo, and why?
So Bob and I are talking about this off air. Obviously, I want Detroit to win because
makes your job easier.
It gives a lot of cushion for the one seed.
You don't have to travel.
There's a lot going on in this game. I think it's going to be a high-scoring game. I just have a hard time believing Buffalo loses 2 in a row. But if there's one place they're going to lose right now, it might be Detroit on the road. So I'll go Detroit, but it'll be close.
Pittsburgh, Philadelphia, and why?
I think Philadelphia. I don't really know why. It's just a feel thing. I think Pittsburgh's really good, but I think Philadelphia, if they can break a few runs with Saquon, could win that one. The battle for Pennsylvania. That's tough. I think because it's in Philadelphia, I'll go Philadelphia.
Yeah, and Pittsburgh, we said, hasn't won there since 68.
What? That's crazy. Yeah. I guess they don't play very often, but still.
They have not won there since 1968.
Okay, well, then I feel good about it then.
And then Russell Wilson's 4-0 against Philadelphia in his career.
Really? Yeah. When's the last time he played him?
Probably his last year in Seattle.
Yeah, been a while. Guess.
But I think with all the distraction that's going on in Philadelphia right now, I just think it's going to be a big game for A.J. Brown. I mean, they tend to have big games when everybody's counting them out, you know?
Like Debo Samuel last night.
Debo was huge last night.
Yeah. And then last one, where does your wife make you put all of the conference championship hats?
they're at work. Okay. She actually, you know what's funny, though?
Yeah.
Is she's so big in the organization, she sent me this like $15 hat organizer.
Oh, that's cool.
That she's like, you need to buy this. And then maybe we can put it up somewhere.
See, you're going to display it, right?
I think I need to display it because there's 16 of them now.
Yeah.
There's 9 division title hats, 4 conference championship hats, and 3 Super Bowl championship hats.
And he's got a koozie thing going on. I'm trying to get him to display all his koozies in
over 100 koozies.
Yeah, that's amazing. One of those picture boxes or something like that.
Like a shadow box.
Yeah, shadow box. That's the world.
Well, I keep all my credentials. I've kept every credential I've ever gotten over the years with the hope of putting them in a shadow box one day.
A lot of people in media do that.
So they're in like a drawer right now. Going to do, and I started this years ago, I was going to put a map of the United States up and hang the credentials from like each location.
Yeah, that's cool.
I can't find a map big because these credentials are big now, you know? Mm. And like, it just looked like a total mess. I would have to paint in like an entire wall
just
of my basement.
Put little pins in there from where you've been.
But I wanted to hang the credential
I know,
up.
But I mean, the credentials are like
credentials.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. I have to paint an entire wall in the house.
You
have
to go
United
get one
States.
Of those maps that we grew up to school with, where they pulled it from the ceiling.
I had one like yeah. that. Yeah. It wasn't big enough.
Wow.
Yeah. So like, it would have to be an entire wall
have
to do that.
Have a painter come to your garage and paint a map on there.
Yeah, maybe could do that. Yeah.
Just spend like $10,000
on a United States map. Yeah.
We appreciate the time and all your work at Chiefs.com.
Well, I appreciate you guys.
Thanks for coming in for the roundtable, Mr. Matt McMullen over here for us. So good luck in Cleveland. I don't know what you're going to eat there, but it's
got to
be.
You got to go to the Winking Lizard. They got good wings.
That doesn't sound like a place for food.
It's good. I'm telling you. The Winking Lizard.
I'm just glad it won't be 7 degrees because I got spooked there for a while.
Celsius.
The 45 degrees will feel great now.
That's great. Matt McMullen
He's
here
never
with us.
Living that one down.
Brought to you by Kansas Lottery. Dream bigger. That is the roundtable. Safe travels. Have a good time at Cleveland, buddy. And we'll talk to you shortly, I guess, because we'll be in the playoffs
that's
soon.
Right. That's
so
the
we'll
goal.
Do it again.
I appreciate you guys.
All right, brother. Take care. That's Matt McMullen. Bob Fesco does. Leggins, Mac Morey as well. We get to our tailgate talk because it is another noon game on a Sunday, and I can't wait. You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home, Kansas City Sports.
Fesco and Dusty.
I can feel it all the way down in my plums.
On Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
Final segment on a Friday. Happy Red Friday. Happy birthday, Taylor Swift. Well done yesterday, young lady. Well done. Happy birthday to anybody who has a birthday today.
My friend Paul is celebrating his birthday today.
That's cool. We have a really good friend named Paul for both sides of our lives. It's not his birthday till January 22nd, so he can chill.
Yeah, you can wish him happy birthday then.
I want to get to this because this is from the 913. It says, my daughter has had 53 eye surgeries. That's why I'm not coaching baseball anymore. We missed Taylor Swift yesterday, literally by 10 minutes at Children's Mercy. And she was devastated, but she listens to Taylor. She loves Taylor. It motivates her to get up every single day. She's blind in her left eye. Taylor motivated her to become a national championship solo dancer down in Florida twice. Tony Dungy can eat a bag of D. I had to serve that up to you from the text line.
I love it. That's exactly what Tony Dungy doesn't get. And that's why I will never forgive Tony Dungy for his comments about Taylor Swift. He doesn't deserve to be forgiven about his comments about Taylor Swift because she has made a difference in so many people's lives and created so many great relationships and memories and all of that kind of stuff. And what she did yesterday is just top-notch, just top-notch. She visited Children's Mercy yesterday, 3 days after finishing a two-year world tour. And it's not like she was here for the Chiefs game, so she stopped by with paparazzi. No, there's no Chiefs game here this weekend. She stopped by with no paparazzi and visited every kid and did her. It was unbelievable. She is such a great human being.
Also, in case you need to know, the Dolphins have decided to mutually split with Odell Beckham Jr. No, nobody out there is saying the next landing spot for him is Kansas City.
No,
so I can rest assured of that.
Come on. We've had three texts today asking.
We have. Please tell me that Odell Beckham Jr. is going to be at Five Guys with Brett Veach.
Why would you want Odell Beckham Jr.?
9 catches all season.
Mm. Odell Beckham Jr. hasn't been a thing in years.
What did they pay him for that? Because didn't he get like a really like...
I don't think he got anything.
Okay. Like nobody wanted him last offseason.
No, exactly. This is 2 years in a row. The last time he did something was the Rams, 2021, and he ended that season.
ACL.
Yep.
Yeah,
ACL tear.
Probably would have been the Super Bowl MVP.
Yeah.
Yeah, he would have been.
But in football terms, that's ancient history.
Yeah, you're done, dude. Yeah.
Like, what do you think we need? We don't need a wide. We need a left tackle, people. That's it.
I would rather have Willie Roaf right now than Odell Beckham Jr.
Oh, no question.
Hot
no
tackle.
No.
But still,
like, is Will Shields available to play left tackle?
Yeah.
You're going to be with Mitchell Schwartz tonight. Find out if he can eat a few more wings at Buffalo Wild Wings. Get his ass out there. Play left tackle.
Please. Yeah, 105th and Metcalf at Buffalo Wild Wings tonight, 6 to 8. Mitchell Schwartz and I will be doing the fan show on Friday. So.
Heck yeah.
Just keep bringing him wings and say, eat, 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 eat. We need you to play left tackle.
Yeah. I am interested to know what he's going to say because he had Von Miller's number in his prime, and this is the equivalent of Von Miller. I think Von Miller in his prime, Myles Garrett is prime.
Myles Garrett, no question.
Whew.
No question is a little, that's a little silly.
You're silly.
I'd go Von Miller. I think it's really close.
Yeah. If you could have one right now, Von Miller or TJ Watt.
TJ Watt.
No question?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I mean, Von Miller's like a shell of himself.
Yeah.
You're talking about right now?
Right now.
TJ Watt or
right
Miles
now,
Garrett?
Right now, TJ Watt. Oh, yeah. My gosh. Yeah, Von Miller. Yeah,
no, he's Miles Garrett or TJ Watt.
Oh, Miles Garrett or TJ Watt.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Thanks for listening. You both thought things.
Did I say the wrong thing?
You did. You said Von Miller or TJ Watt.
Thanks for talking.
Yeah. Thanks for listening to myself.
TJ or that's a good
TJ
one.
Or Miles Garrett?
Both, whichever.
Well, you see both in 3 weeks.
That's like asking who the second best quarterback is in the NFL and deciding between Joe Burrow and Josh Allen.
It's easy for me.
That's Josh Allen.
Yeah, it's Josh Allen. Yeah.
But it's close.
It is close.
This one's also close.
I'll accept either answer.
I'm going to go TJ Watt.
That's fine. Yeah. He makes those big plays.
You mentioned it earlier, like he won 3 games by himself last year.
He literally
year,
did. You
know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Miles Garrett scares the hell out of me.
Yeah.
I'm very scared of him this week.
I assume the text line will say TJ Watt because he plays for a winning team. But, I mean, we're talking about just athlete versus athlete. Give me Miles Garrett.
It's fair. I'm not mad at that.
Yeah, I mean, you can't argue.
No, I'm not mad at that. No. He's incredible.
Yeah.
Miles Garrett's numbers this year, if this page will load, because these computers are from Bill Gates created Microsoft, his numbers this year are astonishing when it comes to pressures, obviously, but he's got 11 sacks, 99 in his 8-year career. TJ Watt this year has 9.5 sacks and has 106 in his career.
So
19 last year.
Miles Garrett has 99 sacks.
Mm-hmm.
Let's have Mahomes not be one.
Okay. I don't think we can quote him right now. I don't think we can quote that right now.
But you don't want Mahomes to be your 100th sack.
No.
No. Like, think about that. You got 100. Who is your Patrick Mahomes? Like, that's a pelt on the wall type of deal, right? Like, you don't want that.
Would you take Orlando Brown Jr. right
yes.
now?
Yes. Yes, I would. Yeah. Yes, I would. And he wasn't anything special, but it's better than what we have. But he's also hurt. So
it is a noon game. I know you're always busy on the weekends. Do you know what you're doing for the menu spread or the tailgate?
We're doing Hanukkah this weekend. We're celebrating early, so we'll have matzo ball soup. We'll have potato latkes, all that kind of good stuff going over to my
baklava?
Friend Paul's parents. That is Greek.
Oh, that's right. that is Greek. At the local restaurant in Lee's Summit called Sahara. Which is Greek, Mediterranean.
So that's what we're doing. We're going over to the senior Turek's house for our Hanukkah celebration.
Matzo ball soup is kind of slept on.
I made some yesterday. I was just feeling, a little bit of the crud.
Do you like the broth more?
Of yesterday, I did. Yeah.
But you'll like the ball more today than the broth yesterday?
Yeah, I threw a few carrots in it one time, yesterday as well to give it a little bit of a kick. But no, matzo ball soup is so easy to make.
So you're doing a Hanukkah spread on Sunday.
That's right.
Dr. Mackenstein, are you having a Motor City pizza that I had last night, which is delicious?
That sounds really tempting. I honestly might do that. Yeah.
You said you had 2 slices of this Motor City pizza. Mm-hmm. How did you cut it?
In squares.
Mm-hmm. So just 2 little squares.
No, we did 2 lines up the middle and then 2 lines through the side. So it's 2, 4, 6, 8 squares.
Okay, I gotcha.
Little squares.
Mm-hmm. Okay, because we always cut it like little tight. I'm like, how did Dusty get 2 slices out of a square pizza?
That's the way my mom cut it, too.
I'm starving.
Yeah.
I cut it into 4 big squares.
You could do that.
Yeah.
Then if you eat 2, holy smokes.
That's half a pizza.
I did eat 2, yeah.
That is, it's like the old pizza with the grease and everything. Yeah. And the cheese bread they make is fantastic, too.
I think I'm going to do breakfast burritos.
That's a good one.
Ooh, yeah. Nice. On the Blackstone, cook all the eggs, bacon, sausage, mix it all together. But
what about temperature-wise? Is it going to be cold out Sunday?
It's supposed to be like 55.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
Celsius? Oh, my God, we're going to burn.
Yeah, no, tonight's supposed to be kind of crappy into tomorrow morning, just to be like rainy and, whatever. And then I think Sunday is supposed to be like in the mid-50s.
Okay.
According to Apple Weather, Sunday is going to be 58.
Oh, nice.
Damn.
Yeah. 50.
Celsius?
Yep. 55 on Saturday with an 85% chance of rain. Sunday, 58, 35 the low. Monday, 56.
So it's supposed to rain tomorrow morning.
Tonight into tomorrow morning.
Yeah. Okay.
So when we're fast asleep in our beds.
Yes.
Dreams of candy canes and sugar plums above our heads.
Mm-hmm.
Christmas. You gonna watch any Christmas movies tonight? Friday night, not a whole lot of sports. I guess there's NBA, college basketball.
Yeah, there's not much.
When's the first college playoff game? Like
next week.
Not like a week from today. I mean the bowl games. Like it's a week from today, like the first bowl game.
Oh no, the first bowl game's
probably
next
tonight.
Week. I don't know. There's probably one tonight, but none of us will know who it is. Drew's probably locked in.
Yeah, there's probably
tomorrow is the Army
fuel
Navy
injector cleaner bowl or something. The Army Navy game is one of the best events tomorrow. I've ever been to. It is a special, special event, man. I went. I think 1988, 1989 was the Army Navy game. I went. That was cool, man.
So Tuesday, December 17th, Memphis and West Virginia. Wednesday's Cal versus UNLV. That's probably the first good one.
West Virginia made a bowl game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you see who they just hired?
Yeah, it's so embarrassing.
Can you believe that?
Is this college?
Rich Rodriguez is back.
Like college just rehires people all the time. That.
More surprised to see Rich Rodriguez at West Virginia again or Bill Belichick at Chapel Hill.
I think Rich Rodriguez.
I think so.
Yeah,
too.
That is wild. My buddy was telling me, he's like, you know who the last time the West Virginia was relevant and good, who their coach was? I was like, no, not really. He's like, think about Pat White. And I was like, oh, yeah. And he's like, Rich Rodriguez. They just hired him again. I'm like, no way.
Yeah. That's crazy. Like, honestly, Rich Rodriguez is back at West Virginia?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I mean, I guess Bobby Petrino keeps getting hired. Yeah. I thought that guy was cooked after he showed up in a neck brace and scars on his face from cheating on his wife and riding a motorcycle.
No, he continues to get jobs.
When's Gruden getting hired? Who gets hired first, Gruden or Belichick in the NFL?
Gruden.
For sure?
Because he doesn't have a job right now, and I think somebody may hire him this cycle.
And also breaking news out of the NFL, Sean Barber's guy, Evan Engram, will undergo season-ending surgery on a torn labrum.
Yeah, well, if I was Evan Engram, I'd undergo surgery right now, too. There's no reason to keep playing on that team.
I would just fake an injury. I'd pull the Joel Embiid. I'm like, yeah, I got a leg. Can't play. But should be a good weekend. Detroit, Buffalo, Pittsburgh, Philly, Chiefs, Browns. Take care of yourself physically and mentally this week in Kansas City. And also go do something nice for somebody today because you never know. It could change their day, week, month, or even their year. It's simply cool to care. Stay kind. Stay safe. We love you. Enjoy Cody, Gold, and Drew from 10 to 2. Carrington and Rob from 2 to 6. And then I'll be on tonight in Buffalo Wild Wings, 105th and Metcalf, 6 to 8 with Mitchell Schwartz. Take care, Kansas City. Talk to you Monday.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What the hell's wrong with your